Welcome to the Deep Dive. We take a mountain of research and break it down. Today we're looking at Zazo Designs v. L'Oreal. It's kind of a classic David versus Goliath story. A small hair salon, Zazo Hair Designs, in Illinois. Going up against the huge L'Oreal, they're fighting over the word Z-I-Z-U.
This case is really interesting because it comes down to this question. Can you sell a few products locally and get nationwide trademark rights from that?
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's start with Zazo Hair Designs, or ZHD. They were using Z-I-Z-U for their salon back in 1980, and they wanted to, launch their own line of hair care products. They actually started developing these products way back in 1986, sending samples to friends, selling some bottles in the salon.
But, and here's the thing, they only sold, 20 bottles total. It was a super small thing. And at the same time, L'Oreal was working on their own Z-I-Z-U-branded hair color through Cosmere, their U.S. licensee, starting in 1985.
Okay, so two companies, both making Z-I-Z-U products around the same time. What happened next?
Well, L'Oreal reached out to ZHD a couple of times to make sure they weren't selling products with the Z-A-Z-U name. And this is the crazy part. L'Oreal also paid another company, Riviera Slacks, $125,000 for a covenant not to sue. So Riviera Slacks had a trademark for Z-A-Z-U on clothing, and they promised not to sue L'Oreal.
So L'Oreal knew there might be issues, but just kind of ignored ZHD.
Right, and makes you wonder if they regret that. Because ZHD sued them for trademark infringement under the Lanham Act. That's the big federal trademark law in the U.S.
And what happened? Did the little guy win?
At first, yeah. The district court was on ZHD's side. They issued a big injunction against L'Oreal and even gave ZHD $100,000 in lost profits, $1 million for corrective advertising, another $1 million in punitive damages, plus their legal fees.
Whoa, that's a huge win.
It was, but it's not over yet. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals reviewed the case and completely reversed it. Basically, they said ZHD didn't use the Z-A-Z-U mark enough, and L'Oreal could use it nationally.
Wait, I'm lost. What was their reasoning?
They focused on use in commerce. It's in the Lanham Act. You can't just have an idea. You have to actually use the trademark in business. And the sales have to be substantial. Consumers need to know the mark means your stuff.
So few sales, no marketing. That wasn't enough.
Exactly. The court said ZHD's use was too local, too small to establish national rights. They didn't do enough to let other companies know they owned the mark for products.
Okay, but what if ZHD registered the Z-A-Z-U mark, officially, for their products early on? Would that have changed things?
That's a great question. It shows how important registration is. Federal registration makes it public. Everyone knows you own it. It protects you nationwide. Because ZHD didn't register, L'Oreal wasn't officially on notice, even if they sort of knew what ZHD was doing.
So registration is pretty important for trademarks.
Yeah, definitely. And this case proves you got to protect your brand.
Let's talk about the money the court gave ZHD. $1 million for corrective advertising seems like a lot, especially since they weren't advertising at all.
Yeah, the Seventh Circuit agreed. They overturned the damages. They said it was all speculation, no evidence. The lost profits were based on the idea that ZHD could have sold nationally. But there's no proof of that. And for the corrective advertising, they said ZHD hadn't spent anything on advertising themselves. So it didn't make sense.
So the first court messed up the damages. But there was also something about punitive damages, right?
Yes, the district court gave ZHD punitive damages. That's to punish L'Oreal, not just make up for harm. But the Seventh Circuit said you can't do that. The Lanham Act doesn't allow punitive damages.
Wow, so they got it wrong on multiple levels. But there was also a dissenting opinion. Someone disagreed with the Seventh Circuit.
Yeah, there was. Judge Cudahy, he argued that ZHD used Z-A-Z-U for a long time in their salon in Chicago. That should have mattered more. He felt they were known locally. That should have given them some priority, even with the small product sales.
Right, they were the original Z-A-Z-U in that area.
Exactly. And Judge Cudahy pointed out that L'Oreal knew about ZHD, knew they were using the Z-A-Z-U mark, but still launched their product line. He thought that was bad faith.
So even though they hadn't registered the mark for products, using it for the salon could have mattered.
That was his argument. He felt the other judges focused too much on product sales and not enough on their reputation in Chicago.
It sounds like he was concerned about L'Oreal's behavior, too. They paid one company to avoid a fight and then ignored another.
You got it. Judge Cudahy said hair services and hair products are connected, so using Z-A-Z-U on products could infringe on ZHD's service mark.
Wow, so it wasn't just what ZHD was selling. It was the whole picture of their business.
Yeah.
And how people might see the connection.
Exactly. That's what makes trademark law so interesting and sometimes so hard to figure out.
We've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive into Zazu Designs v. L'Oreal, a small business versus a big company, and a legal fight with lots of terms.
And we started to see some of the legal stuff in play, like using commerce and why registration is important.
But we're not done yet. When we come back, we'll look closer at the strategy and ethics of this case.
So before we took a break, we were talking about Judge Cudahy and his dissenting opinion. He fought ZHD using ZAZU in their Chicago salon for all those years. You know, that should have given them an advantage in the case.
Yeah. Even though they didn't register it for products specifically, they were known for ZAZU in their area for a long time.
Right. And that's what makes this tricky. Trademark law can be tough. A strong reputation, even if it's just in one place, it can still affect how people see a mark for similar stuff, like services or products.
So if a small business like ZHD doesn't register a trademark for products, but they use it for a service, like the salon, could that still matter in a case like this?
Exactly. Judge Cudahy thought the Seventh Circuit missed something important. Hair services and hair products, they're pretty connected for most people, so using ZAZU for products could, you know, step on ZHD's service mark, especially because they were already known in Chicago.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
If you know them for ZAZU hair services, you might think ZAZU hair products are also from them.
That's the kind of confusion trademark law tries to prevent. And Judge Cudahy thought the other judges didn't really get that.
And L'Oreal knew about ZHD.
Yeah.
Before they launched their products, it seems like they knew there might be a problem, but they just went ahead anyway.
Exactly. Remember, L'Oreal contacted ZHD a couple of times to see if they were selling products under the ZAZU name. And they even paid a lot of money to Riviera Slacks to avoid another trademark fight.
So they were careful with one company and then ignored another. That's kind of strange. Were they just being ruthless? Or did they think they'd win in court?
Tough to say, really. But Judge Cudahy definitely thought L'Oreal wasn't being completely fair. They might have followed the law, but it makes you wonder about the ethics.
Right. Sometimes it's about more than just the law. This seems like a good example for companies. How to handle trademark strategy and how to treat competitors, especially smaller businesses.
This case shows how important it is to be proactive. With your trademarks, you can't just have a cool name or logo. You gotta legally protect it. And for smaller businesses like ZHD, registration can be a game changer.
So you need to show you're actually using your trademark, and registration makes it official. Everyone knows you own it.
Right. Those are things business owners can do from the start to protect their brands.
We've talked about the law and the strategy in Zazu Designs v. L'Oreal. What about the damages? The Seventh Circuit got rid of that huge amount, right? The district court's decision.
They did. And for good reason. They said you gotta have proof for damages. Real evidence of harm. Not just guesses or random numbers.
So you can't just claim lost profits or say you need to run corrective ads. You have to show the actual losses.
Yeah. The courts need to see the link between the infringement and the financial harm. Real data.
This case is like a lesson in trademark law. It can get so complicated. It's really important to have a good lawyer. Especially for businesses that are new to all this trademark stuff.
Absolutely. A good trademark attorney. They can make a huge difference. They know the whole process, from choosing a mark to registering it, and even fighting for your rights in court.
They're like a guide. Through all this complicated legal stuff, they can see problems before they happen and help you make the right decisions.
Exactly. And in a big case like this, the right lawyer could have changed everything for ZHD.
It shows how important it is to have legal help. Even if you're a small business, you gotta protect your brand.
And for bigger companies, like L'Oreal, this case shows that ethics are important too. You gotta be fair.
Just because you have money and lawyers doesn't mean you can do whatever you want.
Right. A good reputation is built on trust. And being fair, those things matter, even in business.
Zazu Designs v. L'Oreal isn't just about the law. It's about small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the struggles they face trying to protect their brand, all their hard work.
Yeah, it is. And it shows how important it is for everyone to have a fair chance, no matter how big your business is. Everyone should be able to succeed and protect their ideas.
So after all the twists and turns in this case, what's the biggest lesson? What do you think our listeners should really take away from this?
If I had to pick one thing, it's this. Be proactive. Manage your trademarks from the beginning. This case shows that knowledge is power, and taking action early can make the difference between a brand that thrives and one that ends up in a legal mess. Yeah, it could have. I mean, if they had that registration, it would have given them more power when they talked to L'Oreal. Maybe L'Oreal wouldn't have even tried to use AZU themselves. Who knows?
So you can't just wait for something to happen. You got to be ready from the start. Build up your protection.
Exactly. Trademarks are like that. You have to be prepared. Think of it like building a house. You wouldn't wait for a storm to hit before putting up the walls, right? You start with a strong foundation.
I like that. Make sure your brand can handle anything.
Yeah. That's what proactive trademark management means,
Yeah.
you know? Seeing the challenges coming, doing what you can to be ready, and setting up a good legal structure so your brand can grow.
This has been really interesting. It's crazy how one word, ZAZU, can cause such a big legal fight. And it shows how trademark law works, all the little details.
For sure, brands are powerful. And protecting them is important. It can make or break a business.
So for our listeners, they might be a little confused by all this legal stuff. What's the most important thing to remember?
If you're building a brand you want to last, trademark protection has to be a priority right from the start. Don't wait for a problem or a lawsuit. Be proactive, talk to an expert, get that legal foundation in place.
Great advice. Thanks so much for being here. This was really helpful.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into, well, whatever we find interesting.